Anderson Cooper, welcome to the podcast. All the latest in the Ebola case here in Dallas and new protocols being put in place by the CDC. There's more breaking news from the head of the CDC, who we're going to talk to on this program shortly, who said it's putting together a response team to be able to handle any new confirmed cases at any hospital in the country. He said a team like that might have prevented a nurse here in Dallas from contracting the disease. Now, I spoke with CDC director just a short time ago, and as I said, I'm going to bring you that interview in a moment. But first, the latest from our senior medical correspondent, Elizabeth Cohn, who is also here with me in Dallas. What is the latest on Nina Pham's condition?
She was upgraded from stable to good, so that's wonderful. And it really speaks, Anderson, to when you get quick treatment for Ebola, it really helps. She was hospitalized within 90 minutes of feeling sick. Within 2 days, she got a blood transfusion from Dr. Kemp Brantley. That's all terrific.
And that's really critical. I mean, we've known that for a long time from the way patients in Africa were treated.
Right.
We've heard that from Doctors Without Borders, who said all along, if you get to the patients early, that's critical.
Absolutely. That really is critical. And that, unfortunately, was not the case with Thomas Eric Duncan, and he passed away.
Do we know for a fact that this blood transfusion that she got from Dr. Brantley, that is what's contributed to her doing well, or we can't say for sure?
We can't say for sure because no one's done clinical trials or studies on these blood transfusions, but the World Health Organization does, you know, tell hospitals that they can do this. They instruct them how to do it. Doctors I've talked to are very confident that it works, but we can't really know for sure.
And Dr. Brantley's done it for two other patients before,
right?
Nina Pham.
That's right.
Nina Pham actually made a statement through the hospital today.
She did. She made this statement. She said, "I'm doing well and want to thank everyone for their wishes and prayers. I am blessed by the support of family and friends, and am blessed to be cared for by the best team of doctors and nurses in the world here at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas."
All right. Elizabeth Cohn, I appreciate the update. Thanks very much. There was a lot to get to in this hour. As I mentioned, CDC Director Tom Frieden said today that he wished that there was an Ebola response team on the ground the day that Thomas Eric Duncan was diagnosed, but there will be a team like that from now on as soon as patients are diagnosed as testing positive. If there are any more cases in the United States, we have a lot to discuss with the director. I spoke to him a short time ago. Here's that interview. Dr. Frieden, when we learned that Nina Pham had contracted Ebola, you first said it was because of a breach of protocol. Do you know right now exactly how she was infected?
We're not sure how she was infected. We're intensively looking at that, but we're not waiting for the results of our investigation. We're immediately changing any procedure that we think can be improved to increase the safety of those caring for her.